This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Trogues Hopback Amber Ale. It's from the Trogues Brewery in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's a 6% ABV American Amber Ale, category 10B. I've never had this before, so I'm looking forward to it. It's got a nice big hop cone on the label, so that's very inviting. It's a light copper color. It's got like a reddish hue to it. It's very clear. It's got a tall off-white head. It's persisting well. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma. Wow, that's a huge, fresh, clean hop nose. It's estery. It's got like a peach ester. That's interesting. Yeah, peachy, a little citrusy, a little grassy. But it's a very distinctive, fresh peach. Wonder what hop variety they're using there. There's a moderately low malty sweetness underneath. Get a little bit of caramel as it warms. But it seems like it's a very clean American yeast being used. It's really just hops, hops, hops in the nose. But that peach thing's got me intrigued. I'm going to give it an 11. I just like a touch more caramel, I think. Tasting it? Yeah, it's got that peach thing going on there, too. Fruity, peachy, estery, citrusy. Bitterness level is medium-high. But it's a very clean bitterness. There's no harshness at all. It's got an off-dry finish. Initially, I get like a malty sweetness, and I do get some caramel flavors. Now, the caramel could be a little bit stronger, and that might be my only knock on it. But I like how the caramel sweetness and the peach ester sort of blend together nicely. That's an interesting pairing. That's the flavor you get in the palate, and it lingers into the aftertaste. The bitterness is supportive, which is an unusual thing to say when it's this strong. It's such a clean bitterness. It doesn't seem like it's smacking you over the head, but you can tell that it's a fairly bitter beer. So it's definitely a big hop flavor. I mean that hop flavor is very high. Very fresh and clean. Then you get bitterness and, there's malty sweetness with caramel to support the malt. It's a very easy drinking beer. Like I said, no harshness at all, which really makes the IBUs easy to take. I'm going to give it a 18 for flavor. The mouthfeel, it's got a medium to medium full body. It's smooth. Carbonation is moderate at best. They had just a touch of warmth. Said it's a 6% ABV beer, but I'm not really getting that as out in your face. Give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, well, that's a really awesome beer. I'll have to see if I can find that. I know sometimes I get out to Baltimore, and I'd like to be able to see if I can find it there on tap. Got it in a bottle here. It's very good. I'd like to see it even fresher, what it's going to be like. So it's got a great hop flavor, very interesting esters, that peach thing going on. Like how the peach interplays with the caramel. It's very interesting, very different. It's a fresh, clean hop flavor, nicely bittered, no harshness. So I'm just really enjoying this a lot. It's very fresh and tasty and pretty unique. I like that it's a bitter, hop-forward beer with some caramel in it. I think that fits the style pretty well. If I was going to try to make something like this, I would be hitting it with like a lot of late hop additions. Because that's that's the kind of profile that I'm used to getting with, you know, the beers that don't have much bitterness. Well, beers that don't have much harshness for the level of bitterness. You know, they do have a lot of bitterness in them. You know, they'd have to use a ton of hops, though, to get the IBUs up there. As, you know, typically, when I make something like this, it's the hops go in the last 20 minutes or so, but a lot of them. So you're getting a ton of flavor and, you know, whatever bitterness contribution. With the prices of hops they are, it's not really the best use of hops, but it's so nice to get a well-bittered beer that doesn't have any hop harshness at all. So, anyway, I don't know how they make it, but it reminds me of the sort of late hop bitterness method, since it is so clean and so lacking in any harshness at all. So maybe I'll go visit the brewery sometime. The neck label says they have tours every day at, or every Saturday at 2, so I guess I have to make my way to Harrisburg sometime. They make some interesting beers. I've had a few of their other beers, but never this one. So I will definitely look for that again. I'll give it a 9 overall for a total score of 46. Just like a touch more caramel throughout to you know, really sort of let you know that it's an amber. But I can't argue with the hops. It's a beautiful beer. So that's the Troegs Hopback Amber Ale. And it's Troegs. It's a category 10B American Amber Ale.